Good morning, good morning. I am Deb Creer, and I am passionate about giving professionals the tools that they need to make themselves and their businesses as successful as possible. And right now, the tool that we are using the most, that we're probably still not using correctly, is Zoom, or some type of video conferencing. It's kind of like how Google, there are other search engines, but we now call it all Google. So now everything we just call Zoom. But we've had this guest on before. We had her on several months ago to talk about really how to have our on-screen presence. It's something that I wanted to talk about again because we're now 6-7 months into this. It's not going to go away. The pandemic will go away, but people are still going to be working from home and doing video conferencing and virtual seminars and all sorts of things. And so I wanted to have our guest on again so that we can continue to talk about how to really put your best face forward. So please join me in welcoming Shelley Golden to our program again. Welcome, Shelley.
Thank you. Thank you. So glad to be here. I enjoyed our first time and looking forward to the second time.
Yes, so much fun. So let me tell people a little bit about you and then we will dive into this because it really is going to be fun. Shelley Golden is the owner of Shelley Golden Style. She is an international personal brand imaging consultant, fashion stylist, and certified color consultant with more than 20 years of experience. Shelley is passionate about helping individuals and corporations create a strong personal brand by boosting confidence and having greater influence to attract ideal clients, both socially and professionally. Shelley believes that wearing the right colors, shapes, and styles for the body you have attracts the people you want to attract. Being fourth generation in the clothing and fashion business, Shelley's rich experience as an image consultant, fashion stylist, costume designer, costume historian, and tailor puts her in a unique category to understand all the elements it takes to create a powerful and successful personal brand from head to toe. Having lived in Europe and the Middle East for 15 years, Shelley brings her understanding of international style and the nuances of style into the workplace from various parts of the world. And as I mentioned, we're now really talking about your presence online, on Zoom. So tell us how you've kind of pivoted from your in-person type of image consulting to working with people on how to really shine when they're on teleconference or on video conferences.
Well, it was one of those things that just happened. I didn't think, oh, gee, how can I pivot my business? Mm-hmm. I met this woman in February and who's a business coach, and she says, oh, we should do a workshop together. I'm like, great. Okay. Well, let's schedule a time to chat. Mm-hmm. And so we put on the calendar, it must have been March 18th.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Online. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I can help people mm-hmm. look their best mm-hmm. in their box.
Right.
And so that's how it started, mm-hmm. right from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. And so I've come up with what I call the Zoom makeover. Mm-hmm. And it's a 5-step process mm-hmm. on how to look your best not just mm-hmm. look your best, how to engage more clients,
right.
how to build a better rapport. Mm-hmm. Which of course builds more trustworthiness. Mm-hmm. And when you have more trustworthiness, you can close more business. Mm-hmm. So my 5 steps is our camera angle, mm-hmm. lighting, mm-hmm. background, what color clothing works best on you in the space you're in, mm-hmm. and also for women, Zoom specific makeup.
Right, right. Yeah, and we did talk about some of this before, but as I said, I think this definitely bears repeating because we're still seeing people who, even on national TV, who aren't putting their best face forward. And it's funny because by now people should have figured out. We're chatting before the program. Camera angle is obviously that's one of your first tips. We don't need to see up people's noses. We don't need to see them looking off into never, never land. They're either sometimes too close, too far away, all these various things. And folks, it's really pretty simple, because what you see is what other people are seeing. And that's what I don't get is people aren't quite getting that. So talk to us a little bit more about how important this is.
Well, I think you what you just said is like, you don't want to be looking up people's noses or under chins. Mm-hmm. So if...
Yeah, I have enough problems with my chins. I don't want to add two of them or anything.
The first two things people notice, mm-hmm. the first thing people notice is the mm-hmm. lighting.
Right.
But that's step two. Mm-hmm. Step one would be camera angle. Mm-hmm. They notice if they could see your ceiling.
Right.
If they notice if you're down in the corner mm-hmm. and you're not positioned well. So how I advise people is that you want to, first of all, sit yourself perfectly straight mm-hmm. in your chair, mm-hmm. ergonomically. Yeah,
not correct. This.
Right. If you're going to be sitting for a long time, mm-hmm. trust me, I experienced this. You want for your body, your mm-hmm. head, your back in the best possible position. Mm-hmm. You want your eyes in the top third mm-hmm. of the box. If you take your hand on top of your head with your fingers squished together, you should see a couple of fingers, and you should see a couple fingers should be out of the screen.
So I need to sit up straighter.
You got to sit up straight when mm-hmm. you're measuring yourself. So mm-hmm. you really want your head almost to the top mm-hmm. of the screen. Mm-hmm. And that will actually position you like in the box. Mm-hmm. But what you want as well is you want your eyes mm-hmm. to be absolutely level with the camera mm-hmm. or you want the camera a tiny bit higher to force you to open your eyes mm-hmm. just a little bit.
Right.
So then nobody's looking at your ceiling. Nobody's mm-hmm. looking at your floor. And what I aim is so it feels like we're all sitting at the same table. Mm-hmm. When you're sitting at the same table, Deb, if you and I went for a tea or a cocktail.
Went? Restaurant? Place?
And we were sitting at the same table, approximately the same amount of our torsos would be showing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's what you want to aim. So mm-hmm. it feels like you're sitting across the table.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's how to position yourself mm-hmm. in the box and how mm-hmm. to position the camera with your eyes.
Right. You know, and it is a little bit difficult for people. I have a standalone camera. And I actually have a new camera that I got. Oh, look, see in there, it's going out of focus. That's one of those weird things. And it's because I moved. And I actually have autofocus turned off. So there's some weird setting that's not quite right in my camera. But, obviously that's an issue, you know. if you've got a laptop that has the built-in camera, that's where we end up so many times looking up at somebody's nose or seeing the ceiling, things like that. Folks, there's these thing called books. Put your laptop on top of the books to get the camera at the right angle.
There's also what I often advise, if you go, not that I'm promoting Amazon, mm-hmm. you can go anywhere, laptop stands. Mm-hmm. And you can buy them anywhere from $49, mm-hmm. $79, $89. Mm-hmm. And not only does it go up and down, mm-hmm. but a lot of them go vertical. So if you want to put your iPad on there, mm-hmm. put your iPad on and make it vertical so mm-hmm. that the camera is still level with your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's a really great mm-hmm. tool. Mm-hmm. Plus, it takes up less space on mm-hmm. your desk.
Right. And, you know, you mentioned ergonomic. I mean, that's going to put it at an angle. Now, you know, it does help if you have, you know, an external keyboard. Yes. But, you know, you want it at an angle that you're not hunched over, you know, and so you can have an external keyboard. You can have your monitor, whether it's your monitor on your laptop or a standalone monitor at the right height, all of those various things. You just need that anyway, because we're spending more and more time at our desks.
Right. Exactly. So that is what I recommend. Books, boxes, mm-hmm. laptop stand.
Right.
Definitely want to get mm-hmm. that camera eye level.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and standalone cameras, USB cameras, are not all that expensive. Now they were, a hot item there for a while, obviously. But now they're back in stock. And so it's pretty easy to go and buy them again. We're not saying spend a fortune, folks. Now, you know, I did the camera that I bought because I do so much video was one of the ones that is a little bit more expensive. But yeah, I mean, you know, $100 is going to do it for you. And if you're on camera quite a bit, it's worth that investment so that you have a good camera, that is going to take a good image of you, because we're not meeting people face to face in person anymore. So that's why you really want to be putting across your best effort.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So I have a tip on cameras. Mm-hmm. This is just kind of a little addendum. Mm-hmm. I look at a monitor, mm-hmm. and my camera is in the black frame of my monitor.
Oh, okay.
So it disappears. Yes, there's a tiny, tiny little mm-hmm. green light. But one of the tips that I give people, and mm-hmm. it doesn't have to necessarily be this small, mm-hmm. is I have a very tiny, little tiny, teeny tiny Post-it.
You've got a little face on it.
And mind you, I'm not a happy face girl. I don't know why I drew a happy face on here. But I put it right next to my camera.
Ah.
So even if I'm looking, I'm talking mm-hmm. to you, mm-hmm. I have this subliminal bright color
right.
popping out to mm-hmm. say, this is where you need to look.
Right.
So I know where to look at that mm-hmm. camera, because sometimes the mm-hmm. camera just kind of blends in and then mm-hmm. you just don't see it anymore.
Right.
Whether it's in the monitor, mm-hmm. on the laptop, or it's a separate camera mm-hmm. on top of your mm-hmm. computer. But this bright color, it's a bit like a mm-hmm. bee color. Bees can just find that bright colored flower right. and go mm-hmm. there. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. Your mm-hmm. eye just kind of goes there, mm-hmm. even if it's a little bit here, back at the person, mm-hmm. a little bit at the colored mm-hmm. Post-it. So it's just a Post-it. Mm-hmm. I'm a Post-it girl. I have Post-its all around mm-hmm. For notes that I'm pretty much on top of on mm-hmm. the most part. But that's a really good tip. You could put a picture there. You could put a bright Post-it. Mm-hmm. But you need to keep it fresh so mm-hmm. you know that that's your bullseye.
Right. And I love that concept, especially if you're doing, say, a webinar or something like that, where there aren't people that you're talking to. A picture might really be a good thing to put there so that you are talking to someone, because it gets really hard when you're just talking to yourself. So having a picture of who someone in your audience might be is a great thing to put there. Mm-hmm, right.
You could even put a picture of yourself, because quite often when we're on Zoom, mm-hmm. we're looking at ourselves to see how we look, see how, just the way we're talking. But if you put a picture of yourself there, mm-hmm. like, okay, I'm still looking at myself. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you could put a picture of your aunt, your pet, mm-hmm. or your kid, or your
something that's going to make you happy. You're going to see it and smile.
Right. That's why I put a smiley face mm-hmm. on it. Like, right. smile. Okay. Right. Look good.
Remember, smile.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, then the next thing is lighting. And you and I talked about this last time, because and I'll be honest, I'm still not wild about my lighting, but I took some of your tips. I've got three separate lights. I've got one behind me, I've got one off to the side there, and one off to the side here, and they were very bright. And so you mentioned your little Post-it notes. Now my lights are bigger, but you said put paper over it. To kind of cover that up. Now, granted, I have the special studio lighting, but you really don't need that. But talk to us about lighting, because that, again, we don't want to seem too bright or, like we're in the cave.
Right. So lighting is the first thing that you see. Mm-hmm. You notice when somebody's in the dark.
Right.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. You notice when somebody has light on only half of their face. Mm-hmm. You notice when somebody is so bright that they look like a ghost. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing that you see. Mm-hmm. And so what you really want is you want the light to be even on your face, mm-hmm. left and right. Mm-hmm. Ideally, I have a lot of tips and tricks that I'm going to share with you mm-hmm. on how to try to get the lighting to make your skin look as natural mm-hmm. as possible.
Right. I am pretty pale normally, so.
my little tips and tricks to add a little more color mm-hmm. to your skin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I hear some.
That's all right. That is part of one of the issues that we have when we're Zooming, is we have distractions. We have things that happen, and you know what? They're going to happen. You know, and it's so get over it, folks. You know, the cat is going to appear, the trash truck, the whatever. I was interviewing somebody a couple weeks ago and it was so sweet. He's a very dear friend of mine and he had shut the door to keep the dog out. And so partway through we heard scratch, 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 scratch. And then pretty soon, and then scratch, 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 scratch. And I really wanted to tell him, just open the door. It's okay. Just open the door. Let him in.
You know, that's just it. We're all doing our best right. in the space we're in. And mm-hmm. so I'm helping you mm-hmm. look your best mm-hmm. in the space that you're in.
Right.
What you have. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you need to buy a little this, little that, but I'm not suggesting really expensive things. Mm-hmm. So let me kind of tell you some of my little lighting tips. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So first of all, you want your lighting on both sides of your face mm-hmm. to be equal. Mm-hmm. So some people have a window on their mm-hmm. one side, so you need to compensate on the other. Right. If you're adding external lighting, mm-hmm. you want to have it at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So that what it does is it comes across both mm-hmm. sides of your face evenly. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, we're coming into winter. So if you have early morning meetings or mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6 o'clock meetings, you might want to still get additional lighting to light mm-hmm. both sides of your face.
Right.
And the reason you really want the lighting even on your face, mm-hmm. again, it helps people engage with you mm-hmm. to build a better rapport right. and more trustworthiness. Mm-hmm. That's the mm-hmm. critical issue here. Right. So, okay. So we have 10 o'clock and mm-hmm. 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to show you a couple of lights that I have
and
what I've done. So this is a pretty easy light for people to buy. This is one one.
That's exactly like what I have. Mm-hmm.
So this is a 4-inch mm-hmm. ring light. Mm-hmm. But what I do is I happen to put lined paper, notepaper over.
Mine looks like that now.
Mm-hmm. And I tape it over. Mm-hmm. And it has warm, neutral, and cool lights, so it helps. It helps. So just, mm-hmm. I don't know if you could see, just with that little tiny light, now mm-hmm. if I put it on, you could see just that little light really mm-hmm. makes a difference.
Right.
You could do warm, neutral, cool. Mm-hmm. So this is warm, mm-hmm. neutral. I'll mm-hmm. just keep it at neutral for right now. Mm-hmm. Another tip that I do, I'm going to show you this other light that I have over here. So I'm going to turn it off.
Okay.
In the dark. Mm-hmm. What I do is I put
lots of stickies,
yellow post-its over the lights. Mm-hmm. So, and then I can like flip this yellow one over if I need it, but I didn't need it right now. Mm-hmm. And so the reason I use pink and yellow post-its mm-hmm. is because the light coming from the computer mm-hmm. is a bluish color. And
right.
You know, it washes you out. It always mm-hmm. makes you mm-hmm. look gray. It takes mm-hmm. the pink out of your cheeks. Mm-hmm. So as a color consultant, so if you take the fuchsia, mm-hmm. not the pale pink mm-hmm. post-it, it really needs to be the fuchsia post-it mm-hmm. and a bolder yellow post-it, mm-hmm. it comes to be, it creates a peachy color. Ah. And it doesn't matter whether you're dark skin mm-hmm. or light skin, mm-hmm. it still brings out mm-hmm. the warmth and the pink mm-hmm. in your skin.
Right.
That's what you want.
I love it.
So,
you mentioned monitors because that's one of the things. I mean, obviously, that's putting a lot of light out. And I've got two great big monitors. And I learned to use the night light setting. Because it's yellow. So let me turn it off. Ah! Right? We're ready for Halloween. And so I can, so clearly I turn it on. And then you can change how yellow it is. And so, look there. I just went out and got a little bit of sun.
Yes, you did.
And that's just such a simple little thing to do, especially if you've got pretty big monitors and have something on the screen like something that's white that's even going to put more light. That's a simple little trick to do.
All right, so here's something new, and this is new since I last spoke with you.
Ooh.
Zoom mm-hmm. had an update to their programming.
Ooh.
And if you, you know, the little, there's the little camera, the stop video camera. Mm-hmm. If you, there's a little up carrot next mm-hmm. to that. Mm-hmm. If you click on the up carrot mm-hmm. and then you click on video settings.
Okay.
Since I'm, you click on video settings. Mm-hmm. If your Zoom has been updated, mm-hmm. you might need to update your program. Mm-hmm. But if it's already been updated, mm-hmm. there are some boxes under your photo mm-hmm. that one of them might say adjust for low light.
Oh.
And you can then have it, you can click on manual. And if you want to click on manual, mm-hmm. you can make it lighter or darker. And you don't necessarily even need external lighting mm-hmm. as much, because you can adjust for high light and low light. There's also a touch up my appearance box.
Oh, I love that one. It kind yeah. of softens our, yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Takes a few years off. Mm-hmm. But this is another way that you can adjust the light. Again, if you go into the, mm-hmm. the up carrot under mm-hmm. stop video, click on video settings, and it should be right under your mm-hmm. picture. If it's right. not, there'll be like three or like mm-hmm. four or five listings. If it's not, you might want to update your mm-hmm. Zoom. But that is an awesome tool that they added in.
I love it. Yeah, and you can see, so I clicked on, so I've turned on adjust for low light, and I've set it at auto. I'll turn it off, and we'll see if it makes a difference. A little.
Look, but you can, but when you have it on manual, mm-hmm. you can adjust it.
Ew. Uh-oh.
You see, you can actually adjust it. And in the winter months, mm-hmm. I think that might be really valuable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, close that. Oh, that was very cool. And look, I look like I'm a little more healthy.
So another thing that you can do for those people who have larger lights, mm-hmm. you could also put like some inexpensive fabric over it if it's mm-hmm. a peachy or pinky mm-hmm. color. You could put it, if you have a really thin, go to the dollar store, get yourself a pink or red dish towel. Hmm. It's very, very thin. Actually, ideally would be a scarf.
Right.
So the light will diffuse through it mm-hmm. and it'll put a little more pink on your face.
Yeah. And so I don't even have my overhead light on, because I've got the side lights and the back light. And
now, a lot of times you might not want your overhead light on, especially mm-hmm. if you have a high forehead.
Mm-hmm. Right, because you're going to get a shine on.
Right. Well, you know, when I'm working with men, mm-hmm. so I do individual sessions, mm-hmm. I do group sessions, mm-hmm. I give presentations to organizations and companies. So I work with a lot of men mm-hmm. who maybe don't have any hair mm-hmm. on their head.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that.
They're that sexy bald.
Yeah, right. So ceiling lights mm-hmm. are a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that you really want to be careful of that. Mm-hmm. It's okay to have the light shining behind you, mm-hmm. but you don't want it on your face, on your forehead, because mm-hmm. it acts like a spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I also have big windows in front of me. I mean, like the whole wall in front of me is a window. And so I have blackout drapes. You know, it just, that was the only way to even come close to you know, shades didn't, no, I just finally got blackout drapes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's really important, especially like I wear glasses. Mm-hmm. I just took them off because I don't need to see myself. Mm-hmm. I don't need to read anything because mm-hmm. I don't normally wear glasses mm-hmm. except for reading. And mm-hmm. of course, these are my computer glasses. Mm-hmm. But if you have glasses, it's really important to put those lights mm-hmm. at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. You might even want to put them at 9:30 and 2:30 mm-hmm. to get them.
Yeah. Because I'm clearly getting reflection. And part of it is my monitors too.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's, it's just, you want to be very cognizant of mm-hmm. the light.
Right.
And,
you know, and I had, these are different glasses than what I normally wear for several reasons. You know, first is my regular glasses have a metal frame. And that was just like, no. But my regular glasses also have that blue tint that they kind of automatically put on stuff now. And it was showing up. You know, I was looking like I was in a haze. We went back to the 60s. And so these I had made, and they don't have that UV filter covering whatever on it. And that helped a bit. But yeah, I still, you know, I find myself tilting my head to try to make things go away. But then, you know, if I get the glasses to where they're not reflecting, then I have an extra chin and, ugh.
Well, that's why it's important that the camera at least is at eye level or above. So it forces you to look up and the camera is not looking.
Right. So I should raise my camera because it is actually, it's either real even with my eyes, it's kind of hard to tell, or slightly below. So I need to raise it up a bit.
Maybe, yeah, even if it's just an inch.
Okay.
Do the trick.
Okay.
Speaking of, one last comment on light, and I just recently heard this. I wanted to dive a little deeper into it in terms of doing a little more research, which I haven't done yet, is I've heard that emitted from the screen are UVB rays or UVA rays. And so women, put sunscreen on your face, even if you're, especially if you're sitting in front of the computer all day.
Makes sense. I mean, you know, there, and I mean, it would have to be putting something out.
Right. So it's like, okay, make sure you've got that sunscreen on.
Right. Yeah. So we don't have, you know, peeling noses all the time.
Well, you know, I don't even know. I don't know what it would do, but like I said, I need to do a little more research, but hey, you know, if someone said, you know, I've heard a number of people say that now, so it obviously must be true.
Right.
So, hey, you know, we got to preserve the girly cheeks.
Yes. Oh yeah. All that we can. So, but cool.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about backgrounds, you know, because I redid mine. I went back and looked from when you and I chatted before and what I'd been using for quite a while because, you know, I love this wall behind me, but it was busy. So I bought a screen to put back there. Now, I didn't do a green screen and I don't like the green screen look. You know, I'm not a fan of that unless you've got a really powerful computer that can run, you know, very high level. It doesn't come across right. In fact, let me show you what happens if I try and use the green screen. It does the really funniest things in the world. See, look, isn't that fun? You know, and you know, it's, so, you know, my computer is just not going to do it. But, you know, and I, you know, I like being able to have a background. But what I had used before, I bought a screen, as I said, and we joked that it was the same thing that you had behind us when we had our sixth grade school pictures taken, right? It was that ugly gray background and didn't make anybody look good. But then what I had back there, so I, you know, in the middle of the program, I moved it so we could show, and it was busy. It was way too busy. And so you walked me through a lot of stuff. You actually walked me through some stuff this morning to even improve what I've got. So talk about my background. Let's just, and feel free to be very critical. That's perfectly fine.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
You rock and roll. All right. So first of all, the most important thing about creating the background is that you are front and center.
Okay.
That's the most important thing.
Right.
Background.
Yeah. I don't want to be.
Right. The background should be nice, pleasant, not distracting. That's the most important thing.
Right.
For starters. And I always work with what people have. You know, whether you're sitting in your kitchen, your bedroom, your office, the garage, let's help make it work for you because that's our new life.
Right. And going and spending a bunch of money on stuff, nah. We got enough other things we're worrying about.
Right. You might need to spend a little bit if you're spending a lot of time in front of the computer. But, you know, like putting post-its, you know, really? Okay, you know. But it works. Okay. Let's talk about you. So what you want you to be in the foreground. You want your person. You know, you have beautiful color hair, your skin tone after a little bit of adjustment, covering the lights a little bit is definitely better. But I would suggest you wearing a color that stands out.
Okay.
Right now, you're kind of wearing a color that kind of blends in with the painting on the wall behind you.
Okay.
So really, all I see is a face and your hair.
Okay.
Whereas if you look at me, you could see my hair, my face, and my torso. And the reason I say it's really important to see your torso, mm-hmm. you ideally want to be able to see the bottom of your armpits at the bottom of the box.
Oh, okay. So I'm too short in my...
You're too low.
Yeah.
And you want just a mm-hmm. little bit of space above mm-hmm. your head. And the reason that is so that people can see your nonverbal.
Mm.
You know, if you and I were sitting at the table having that cocktail or a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to notice if you do this or...
Right. Mm-hmm. right. And I wanted to speak. Mm-hmm. Maybe my foot would move.
Mm.
Maybe my hand would move.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd see something, but you don't see that on
right.
TV.
Right.
So it's really important that you see your torso. But you, for women, you do not want your bust at the bottom of the picture. You want
right. You don't want them resting on.
Well, literally, they will be the closest thing to the camera, and they look bigger than they actually
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
You want, of course. So you want to see to the bottom of your mm-hmm. armpits.
Okay.
That places you in 1/3. Mm-hmm. I know we're talking about backgrounds, mm-hmm. but this is 1/3 of your
mm-hmm.
body.
Mm-hmm.
So background, you want to stand out from your background.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be wearing a different color than your background.
Right.
So,
which the green on you is, I mean, obviously you do this on purpose, but the green really is a perfect color.
Thank you. And I also try to match it to my painting over mm-hmm. here, which is also my colors as a color consultant.
Right.
This is mm-hmm. what I do best.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that I see mm-hmm. when I look at your box is your mm-hmm. microphone.
Right. Because it's big and it's the closest thing to the camera.
Because it's blue.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's blue. So that color mm-hmm. jumps out at me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wore blue,
mm-hmm.
you would then like already start designing your look. Mm-hmm. Like if you go into a room, mm-hmm. a house, you know, if it's been decorated,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, there's a color theme.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wore a similar-ish blue, not mm-hmm. not light blue, but a similar mm-hmm. colored blue, you would pop out so much more.
Ah, okay.
No, we're not talking about clothing either. So, okay. All right. So another thing that I also feel, and Deb and I talked about this before we started mm-hmm. recording, is the painting behind her.
Mm-hmm.
It's very blah.
Blah.
Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of people, since now I'm kind of the Zoom makeover expert,
mm-hmm.
asking me about virtual backgrounds. Oh, this is my company virtual background. What do you think about it? Oh, it's gray. Oh, it's gray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is gray takes all the color out of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you don't want that. You want a little more richness.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of the painting, I would probably choose something abstract.
Okay.
The thing about art on the mm-hmm. wall is you don't want it unless this is your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to be the subject of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want people to constantly be looking at it. Like,
right, to try to figure out what it is. Or
mm-hmm. what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh my God, that is just so much in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I often advise people to get abstract art
mm-hmm.
or something soft that's mm-hmm. nice, it's pleasant,
mm-hmm.
that you can't really identify like, individual shapes that you're
mm-hmm.
going to be
mm-hmm.
distracted away from your eye, from your eyes
mm-hmm.
to the painting.
Mm-hmm.
So a little more color,
mm-hmm.
and I would choose colors that work with your hair,
mm-hmm.
the green plant, and the blue microphone.
Ah, right. To tie it all together.
Mm-hmm. To tie it all mm-hmm. together. Our eyes like to see continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had the continuity of color between your hair, the green plant, mm-hmm. and the blue microphone, that would be great.
I love it, which means I can't change my hair color, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. So let's continue talking about your background.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a huge believer that plants add so much.
Mm-hmm.
We as humans, and I'm sure many animals, but I don't know for a fact, we become calm when we see flowers and plants.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I need to go for a walk in the forest.
Right. Or, yeah, you know, nature kind of recenters us.
Right. It calms us down. So mm-hmm. I'm a huge advocate to either have a green plant mm-hmm. or some flowers. Mm-hmm. And you want to see more of the plant mm-hmm. and the flower than the pot
okay.
or the stem. Mm-hmm. And you want to have it off to the side.
Mm-hmm. Right. And not growing out of my head.
You don't want anything growing out of your head. And mm-hmm. if you're going to put a something on the wall, you don't want it centered behind you. Mm-hmm. You want it off center.
Right.
Even if it's just about like, just takes mm-hmm. up a tiny bit of the corner mm-hmm. of your box, that's mm-hmm. okay. It shows that there's something there. You don't have mm-hmm. to like be completely centered. Right. So plants are great. And again, you either want them low mm-hmm. or high. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at some diagonals here that you have. Mm-hmm. So you have your blue microphone mm-hmm. on our right, mm-hmm. starting from the top. And that's the first thing that you see, mm-hmm. that in your hair. So we've got the blue microphone on the right. Mm-hmm. Then we've got your hair and your glasses mm-hmm. kind of in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then you've got this other microphone mm-hmm. over your right shoulder. So it actually acts as a little bit of a diagonal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is great because my eye follows that mm-hmm. diagonal. And right in the middle of that diagonal is your eye.
Ooh. Hey, I did something on and didn't even do it on purpose.
Excuse me. So that's good. You want diagonals. Mm-hmm. You want these lines that people will follow. And it's like, oh, your eyes are right in the middle of the two things that I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. But also, you've got the one microphone up, mm-hmm. one microphone down, mm-hmm. and your eyes are in the middle.
Right.
So that's great. So what people could do, let's say you take that microphone that's over your right shoulder, mm-hmm. take it away, mm-hmm. you could put the green plant there
right.
and have exactly the same result.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's not a tall plant, and so it's going to just force that direction down again.
Correct. I'm going to just take a sip of my tea.
Okay. Well, and you know, I added the little thing with my show logo on there. And it really does, like you said, it kind of draws your eye to seeing that logo as opposed to having like something on the microphone that's going to be more in your face.
Right. Exactly. All right. So let's talk about books.
Okay.
So Deb and I, we just this morning
rearranged my bookshelf.
Very, very, very subtle, mm-hmm. very simply. She had the books with the pages on the side. Mm-hmm. with the pages showing to the camera.
Right.
And like she said, she just happened to put them there. You know, she didn't plan it that way. Mm-hmm. And I had her stand up the books mm-hmm. because our eyes are used to seeing books in vertical positions. You right. go to the library, we're used to seeing them in stacks. Mm-hmm. We're used to seeing books in vertical positions. Mm-hmm. So if in the event you have a bookshelf behind you, with books, mm-hmm. here's my suggestion. Get rid of all the little tchotchkes that are in front of the books mm-hmm. because it's too disturbing. Stand all your books up vertical. Mm-hmm. You don't want some vertical, some horizontal, leaning to the left, leaning to the right. Keep them vertical. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes benign to our eyes.
Right. I'm going to lift my microphone up so people can see a bit more. Well, maybe it's not going to go up about that. There, you can see them a little bit more. I can't move my mic too much or you won't be able to hear me, but yeah. So there you can see the books a little bit more.
And one of the things when she was just arranging, you know, just this took all of 30 seconds when she was arranging the books, I wanted some color mm-hmm. to be closest to the center. Mm-hmm. So like that color, as opposed to putting a black or mm-hmm. a dark binding or mm-hmm. a white binding on the far left, I mm-hmm. wanted a color. And the thing about it, it doesn't matter what the books are.
Right.
Because chances are, nobody can read the titles mm-hmm. right now because they're too far right. away. Mm-hmm. So you could put your cooking books, mm-hmm. you know, the Kama Sutra. You mm-hmm. could put, it doesn't really, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't
if really, you're an author, put your books there. That's okay.
Right. If you're an author, you want to put your book facing the camera. Of
right.
course.
So you can see. It's your sales tool.
Right. And if you do that, if you put your hands up like this, mm-hmm. like, okay, I give up.
Yeah.
That's where you want to promote yourself.
Oh, okay. So right behind my shoulders.
Look where your right hand is and what's behind your right hand.
My microphone.
Mm-hmm. And what's on your microphone? Your...
And then my plant on the other side.
Mm-hmm. But your mm-hmm. logo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's right there. See, I did something good again on accident.
So, but that's where you want it, mm-hmm. right there. So okay, one more thing on books. Mm-hmm. If you have a bookshelf and you have a tall bookshelf mm-hmm. behind you, or you have, you know, a stacks mm-hmm. behind you, you want to take the tallest books on the outside mm-hmm. and bring the shortest books down toward right. the center.
Got that angle again.
Right. So it's another angle mm-hmm. saying, because our eyes see these lines. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, it's an angle to, oh, look, mm-hmm. this is where I want you to look, right here.
Right.
So you want to intentionally make mm-hmm. that angle from your books. Mm-hmm. And you don't really want them to be necessarily black.
Right.
Or all white. Mm-hmm. You really kind of want to diversify the colors.
Right. Which, yeah, these just happen to be fiction books, but they tend to be more colorful than some business books. Business books are in, you know, looking at my bookshelf, a lot of primary colors. So a lot of reds, a lot of, you know, things like that. And that might be okay. But yeah, it's the more pleasing colors, maybe is the way, might be the fiction books.
Actually, for your coloring, mm-hmm. for your coloring, mm-hmm. these and the color of the microphone right mm-hmm. there, spot on.
Right. I did it on accident.
Total fluke. I think you're doing awesome. I'm guiding you. A little bit of guiding goes a long way.
So, then I've got my little stuffed animal here, which is, so this is, you know, and it's funny, I've been discussing this. I talked with somebody in my mastermind group about this. His name is Track, and he travels with us. And so he's become part of my brand. Because when we travel, he's who posts on Facebook. And you can see he's been traveling recently because he has a mask on. And it was interesting because I was talking, and this is a person that I value his marketing expertise. And I said, you know, does that detract from me? And he said, no, because people recognize it. Then they get sucked into my other messages. And he said, so they're looking for the pictures of Track on, you know, on Facebook, on wherever. And then it's like, oh yeah, Deb's also posting about her podcast. So that was why he sits there, is, you know, plus that way I know where he is when we're ready to go on a trip. But yeah, so he's unobtrusive. You know, he's, if you're paying attention, you notice him, but, you know, many people won't even notice him at all. And so that was, you know, somebody might have, say, a picture of their kids or something like that. I love that you have, you've got your plant and then you've got a floral arrangement. So again, I'm not going, what is that? What is that? It's just kind of there.
Right. Right. And so even if you look at me, I've got mm-hmm. this rounded floral arrangement. Mm-hmm. And actually, the glasses that I wear, that I just mm-hmm. finally got glasses that don't eat away at the skin of my nose. Mm-hmm. Are kind of roundish.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's several round things.
Kind of mm-hmm. I have a round piece of metal mm-hmm. on my Chinese cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then there's the top of the cabinet. Mm-hmm. So you kind of see where the edge of the cabinet is. Mm-hmm. And through that is a diagonal. Mm-hmm. And my eyes, again, are in that diagonal.
Right.
And also I specifically turned this plant. Mm-hmm. So this part of this plant mm-hmm. is leaning in. So it's, again, lean in. Mm-hmm. Acting like an arrow, where right. mm-hmm. to show
look here,
where mm-hmm. to look. Mm-hmm. And so that's really important. I actually was working with a client, must have been about 6 weeks ago, mm-hmm. A very successful financial advisor. He has a lovely home office. Of course, he normally would work mm-hmm. from his office in his company's office.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now we were creating an ambient office. Mm-hmm. And he has a bookshelf, you know, a wingback chair, you know, a lovely mm-hmm, glass mm-hmm. window pane door. But he had this large plant mm-hmm. and kind of a bit of a yucca type of plant. Mm-hmm. And I had him turn it around 180 degrees. Mm-hmm. Because it had two levels. It had like fronds on a mm-hmm. lower mm-hmm. level and fronds on an upper level. Mm-hmm. He had it... He had it this way.
Right.
So the
angle went the wrong way.
Right. So the taller part was next to the window because mm-hmm. closer to the sun, mm-hmm. grabbing the light, right. throwing. Mm-hmm. And I had him turn it around. Mm-hmm. So now, and there was some fronds that were, so we have a lower, mm-hmm. lower frond, mm-hmm. an upper frond, and there was actually some leaves and they were pointing.
Right. It sucked your eye right into where it was supposed to go.
So mm-hmm. That was pointing to his eyes. And then he had a bookshelf over here. And we angled the books from tall to short over here. Mm-hmm. So it's pointing, like, look mm-hmm. here.
Right.
This is where mm-hmm. I want you to look. Mm-hmm. So it's very subliminal, mm-hmm. but it works.
Right.
And this way people will focus on you, which is the most important mm-hmm. thing, is that it doesn't feel like we're talking to each other in a
right.
box.
Right. You know, and you know, as we're talking about this, I'm sure some people are going, oh, this is silly. This is just silly. But it's not, because you know, we've all seen, you know, we've been a part of, you know, a video meeting or seen one on TV or whatever, where people clearly haven't taken these, you know, these steps. And if it's a business one, my first thought is it's, and I don't even think, you know, it's not like I go, ooh, look at that. But it's a subliminal thing that they're not as professional. You know, and especially where, you know, we might've had to put our cameras in the spare bedroom. We might be in the kitchen, you know, all these various things. Now we know, I mean, that's going to happen, but you know, when we're looking at these situations, we have to be, especially now when we're not meeting people face to face, we have to put our, you know, as we've been saying, get your best first impression out there or your ongoing impression, but we have to be professional. So that's where just taking these little steps really is making a big difference for people. And, you know, and especially if you're talking to clients and or people who might pay you money now or in the future, you have to come across as being professional.
Right. So as I say with Zoom makeovers, mm-hmm. it's kind of funny. Like I just created this and then I'm like, wait a minute, it really works backwards.
Right.
That it helps people engage with you. Mm-hmm. Build a better rapport, mm-hmm. which then creates trustworthiness
right.
and close business. Mm-hmm. But think of it this way. Mm-hmm. You want to close more business. Mm-hmm. You need to appear more trustworthy.
Right. Right.
How do you look more trustworthy? Mm-hmm. You build a better rapport. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by building a better rapport, to build mm-hmm. a better rapport, you need to engage more. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of this interesting continuum mm-hmm. of looking, engagement, rapport, mm-hmm. trustworthiness. And of course, we're all in this to close more business, mm-hmm. make more money.
Right.
Otherwise, we mm-hmm. might not necessarily be here, or if we're mm-hmm. raising money, whatever it is,
mm-hmm. right.
Making deals. Mm-hmm. That's the whole premise mm-hmm. of why you want to look your mm-hmm. best and create the best mm-hmm. Background, mm-hmm. illusion, engagement that you can.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's talk makeup and appearance. You know, we've kind of talked about clothes. You and I were laughing before the program about hair. I just got my hair cut last week. And as is the case, anytime we, you know, we go get our hair cut, it's too short for like the first week, right? You know? And so I've been trying to tug my bangs down and, you know, all of these various things. And you know, and then of course we have COVID hair. But you know, that is something that we need to be conscious of. See, now I've messed it up and now it's going to bother me again. But you know, and people are laughing. They're like, you know, why do we care about hair? Why do we care about makeup? And you know, yes, men, you know, we might need to take the shine off your nose and some things like that. But talk to us a little bit about camera makeup.
Okay, so I have just kind of again this started from just observing people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've created what I call Zoom specific makeup. Mm-hmm. And what is Zoom specific makeup? So when I lived in Amsterdam for 10 mm-hmm. years, and when I lived there, I studied European art, the Ooh. Dutch masters mm-hmm. and the impressionists in particular, mm-hmm. kind of my passion. And what artists do is they create the illusion mm-hmm. of three-dimensionality mm-hmm. on a two-dimensional surface.
Right.
So that's exactly what we are. Mm-hmm. We are a two-dimensional surface. Mm-hmm. So I try to create illusion by contouring and contrast. Mm-hmm. And also because of the light that comes from the camera, which the one thing I did not say is that the camera picks up light. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what it picks up.
Right.
So whatever is lightest mm-hmm. comes to the foreground. Mm-hmm. So that's why you don't want to wear white. Mm-hmm. Whatever is darkest mm-hmm. recedes to the background. That's mm-hmm. why you don't want to wear black. Mm-hmm. So to create the illusion of cheekbones mm-hmm. and a jawline, because then you don't get the unichin look, mm-hmm. which so many men and
I kind of have the unichin look thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Right. So to mm-hmm. eliminate the illusion mm-hmm. of a unichin, which of course you don't have a unichin, I suggest to people, to women, mm-hmm. I say people, the reality is it doesn't matter what color, whether it's contour or blush, mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Personally, I just mix it together because the mm-hmm. camera doesn't pick up the color. Mm-hmm. It just picks up the light and dark. Mm-hmm. So for my, which I have no cheekbones, I'm just kind of narrow and flat and narrow. So to create the illusion mm-hmm. that I have a cheekbone, mm-hmm. which of course will look white and light, which mm-hmm. will be in the foreground, because mm-hmm. ideally your cheekbone would be the highest thing on your face.
Right.
Beside your nose. Mm-hmm. So I don't put any makeup on that. Mm-hmm. And then I literally take my contour mixed with blush mm-hmm. and I draw a circle around that. So mm-hmm. I squish my brush blush, draw a circle around it and bring it up to my ear.
Oh, okay.
So mm-hmm. you can actually see my
yes.
mm-hmm. dark line, mm-hmm. Which is not street makeup. Mm-hmm. This is Zoom makeup.
Right.
So it creates the illusion that I have, and I put it right along my cheekbone, mm-hmm. but it creates the illusion that there's something higher on my cheekbone. Mm-hmm. The same thing with your jawline. Mm-hmm. So whether you have jowls mm-hmm. or you just want to create a distinct jawline, mm-hmm. yet take your blush, contour, doesn't really mm-hmm. matter, and just go, I start on my jowl, mm-hmm. and just, I draw a whole new line, because mm-hmm. whatever is light will show to the camera. Mm-hmm. Whatever is dark will recede to the back. So I draw a new line on my chin bone, and then just shade it a little bit mm-hmm. under my chin.
So you're kind of darkening, or not really darkening, but
yes,
yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm darkening. Mm-hmm. I'm darkening the bone and then a little bit underneath mm-hmm. to create a little bit of a shadow. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that will give a definition to mm-hmm. your face mm-hmm. and your chin underneath.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so that's how to create that. Mm-hmm. So you want your eyebrows to be prominent mm-hmm. or you might need to pencil in eyebrows or if you have darker frames mm-hmm. to your glasses. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the bullseye here now in the front. So you've got darker frames mm-hmm. or, you know, for women whose eyebrows are kind of falling out.
Very pale.
Very pale. You might want to pencil them in to act as the top bullseye. Mm-hmm. I also suggest wearing a little bit darker lipstick. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be darker. Maybe it's a little bit brighter depending upon your coloring. Mm-hmm. Why? Because this way people will see your mouth and mm-hmm. they can watch you talk,
right.
especially mm-hmm. if there's a little nano blip and the mm-hmm. sound goes out, mm-hmm. they can read your lips. Mm-hmm. Again, it's acting as a bullseye. Mm-hmm. Look here. This is where mm-hmm. I want you to look.
Right. And it's not red.
Exactly. But you don't, you want it to be more of a color. Mm-hmm. You do for light skinned women, mm-hmm. you do not want any shimmer on your face. Mm-hmm. You don't want anything frosted. Mm-hmm. You do not want any lip gloss.
Right. Because that's going to sparkle on camera.
Right. You want everything to be flat. Mm-hmm. For dark skinned women, it's a little bit of the opposite. Mm-hmm. You want to get, since you have dark skin, you want to highlight it with shimmer. Mm-hmm. You want your lips perhaps to be a little shimmery. Mm. So it's different from dark skin women to mm-hmm. light skin women. Mm-hmm. But I still say stay away from lip gloss. Mm-hmm. You could have chapstick. Mm-hmm. That's fine because right. that's matte. Mm-hmm. But this way, you're creating a bullseye. Again, everything around you is nice. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing in that bullseye by wearing a color that mm-hmm. stands out and making your face as three-dimensional mm-hmm. as possible.
Right. You know, and as you know, we're saying women, but gentlemen, you know, if you're doing a lot of Zoom conferences, because men don't wear makeup at all, their features really fade away. And so we're not saying put on the bright red hooker lipstick. But you know, like you said, you know, maybe some colored chapstick, just a little bit so that your features are defined. Just a smidge, because you know, we certainly don't want to go overboard and look silly, but yeah, just a little bit so that people, you know, are seeing you.
Right. Or perhaps a little powder, especially mm-hmm. maybe for guys who right. don't have hair on their head. Or women or men who have a very high forehead
right.
and you have light maybe coming from the ceiling. You don't want a spotlight mm-hmm. on the top of your forehead.
Right. Because so then we start focusing on that, right?
Right. So the whole idea is mm-hmm. eliminate distractions.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, as we've said, this is going to continue. You know, at some point, you know, whatever's going to happen, and we're not going to be worried so much about, you know, about cooties. But I think so many people are discovering they like working from home. I think many businesses are figuring out, you know, it's a lot less expensive to have our employees at home. And, you know, so even if this is just your team meetings with your department or, you know, all of these various things, we've got to up our games in many cases. You know, I've heard people saying, you know, just yesterday somebody posted on Facebook that they were in a meeting with somebody online and they figured out that she actually had forgotten and so just kind of leaped into this, and what she wore to bed was what she was, and it was a floral sleeping garment, I think was what they called it, which we thought was very funny. But you know, it, take the time, comb your hair, folks. You know, a little bit of things, you know, just make it look more professional. And again, even if this is just your team members or, you know, a little online networking group that you've got going, I do that every other Tuesday. And you know, it's really pretty simple, but it helps us to take somebody more seriously, to have these quick and simple little steps.
Exactly. And so I also work with individuals, mm-hmm. I work with groups, I work right. with companies. So I'm also happy to, if anyone wants to reach out, to mm-hmm. talk to you about how I can help you, your company, your team.
Right. You know, and you know, I love the before and after pictures that you've got on your website, which is ShelleyGoldenStyle.com. We should have done before and after, right? Because I really did change stuff up quite a bit. And maybe I still will, because I'm going to get, you know, a different picture up there and things like that. You know, and folks, these are like $20 pictures that I went to Hobby Lobby for. So, you know, if it's going to end up down at Goodwill now, not a big deal. But yeah, you know, it's not a huge thing to be making all these changes, but it really is just something simple. I mean, the plant, this is not a live plant. It would not be a live plant for long if it were with me. So it's, you know, and fake plants look really pretty, pretty good now. You know, all these things really are pretty simple. Some of it is just, hello, clean up your space.
Please. Nobody wants to see your mess.
Right, right. You know, you've got that gorgeous couch behind you. You know, if it had magazines laying on it or, you know, just a little clutter, that would be what draws our eye. Because we're looking at that. Well, what is that? What does Shelley have there? You know, and again, things, you know, whatever you've got behind you, you can see what other people see. So if it's distracting to you, it's distracting to them.
Right. Exactly.
So. I love it. Well, oh my gosh, Shelley, we have filled the hour again. You know, and this is so much fun. I think we need to do this, you know, maybe not every couple months, but you know, after the first of the year, because I think again, we're going to be living like this, whether we like it or not. We're going to be on camera far more than we ever thought we would be a year ago. So it'll be interesting to chat again about some of the things that are happening.
I'd love that.
You know, I mentioned that your website is ShelleyGoldenStyle.com. How do people contact you and reach out to you?
So you can go onto my website. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of information on Zooms with before and afters, mm-hmm. So you could reach out to me there. There's a contact page. And I also have, give it to you, Deb, for a free gift for your subscribers and people who are watching. And it's a quick video with 12 steps on how to improve your painting background.
We'll link to that in the show notes.
Yes, that I would like that. Mm-hmm. And with that, you have funnies. There's a video. There's a checklist on what you can do. And a lot of what we talked about today on how to improve your lighting and your background, which, again, those are the two things that people really see and notice.
Right.
So I'm happy to help you. Feel free to contact me.
I love it. I love it. Well, this is so much fun. Do you have any final words of wisdom for everyone?
Yes. Sit up straight. Sit up straight. And just really important. The one thing I did not say is wear solid colors.
Right. Oh yeah. This is distracting, right?
No, because it's not that busy of a print.
It was pretty low.
But it's also not that busy of a print. But if you wear solid colors and you are taking up the center third of your box, right away, people will notice you because you are acting as a color block for people to look at. And whatever is around you is your pattern, and you are the color block that is stopping their eye in the middle. And that's what we're talking about, so that people can engage with you, build a better rapport, trustworthiness, and of course, close more business.
I love it. Well, this really has been so much fun. I love talking about all of this and can't wait to do it again. But until then, I'm Deb Creer. I've been having an absolutely fun and fascinating discussion with Shelley Golden. And until next time, everyone have a great day.
Tune in for our next program for even more trends, best practices, and techniques for how to make your business a success. The Business Power Hour, hosted by Deb Creer, is proud to be part of the C-Suite Network.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.